So we've been discussing different halachas pertaining to Bishul. Amen. What happens if on Shabbos I remove the kugel, the chalent, from on the fire, and now I want to be able to put it back onto the fire to continue to stay warm? Friday night, take the chalent off the fire, and now I'd like to return it to the fire. So, of course, the first condition in order to be able to do this is that the food, there cannot be any shaila bishul. So, as we explained earlier, that by solids, as long as there's still more room for it to cook, to get more edible, there's bishul. But once it's already fully edible, even if it cools down, we don't run into an issue of bishul. But by liquids, if it starts to cool down, and it cools down to the point where it's not considered a hot drink or a warm drink, then it lost its bishul. So to return something which is liquidy is going to be more complicated than to return something which is a solid. So tonight, number one is that what I'm returning to the fire has to be fully cooked. It's a solid, it's way, and if it's a liquid, it's way. If you have something that has solids and liquid, you need to take into cheshbon the liquid, and how much liquid. If it's just damp, a kugel is always damp inside or on top, that's not considered liquidy. But if there's any amount of liquid with it, then that's already liquid, that if it cooled down, returning it to heat it up again would be a question of bishul. So that's the first condition. The second condition, in order to make it the most chatchila, is that when one's removing it from the fire, they should have in mind that they're going to be returning it to the fire. And what they're having in mind is that I'm going to be returning it before it cools off. And number three would be not to put it down in a place where it seems like it's being placed over there to stay there and not to be put back. So the example the Gemara gives is, in those days they used to store the pots on the floor. So Gemara says if you put it down on the floor already, that shows that you finished with the fire. And now putting it back is like a new start. Nowadays we don't have an exact example like this example of the floor. Maybe if you put it in the fridge, so it's like its storage place already. So even if it's still hot, you would not be able to put it back. But what one has to be careful about is that taking it off the fire with dust to return it. And then what's best is you can put it down on the counter. If possible, hold on to it with one hand, which shows that your das is still to return it, and then scoop out the food from the pot. If one did not do both of these tanoim, of das to return it, or holding on to it, even if they placed it down, if he did only one of those tanoim, so it's still fine to return it. And halacha l'maisa, if let's say someone did not have das to return it, and they didn't hold on to it, now they're saying, you know what, I really want to return it. So if there's a real need, like you just found out that there might be more guests coming later on, so you need food to be warm, as long as it's fully cooked again, you can return it. But there's one more tonight. Returning it to the fire has to be covered with a blech or some type of cover. When using a hot plate, so Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman had a kula that by a hot plate, since there's no dials over there, we're talking about a hot plate where there's no dials. So when it comes to returning it, this tonight you don't need. And all the other tonight you would need, that it should be fully cooked, das to return it, and if possible to hold on to the pot while you're taking the food out. But the tonight that has to be covered, you do not need when returning it to the hot plate. Now, if you remove the pot from the fire, so then again, it goes back to something we discussed earlier. You have to be careful that what are you allowed to put into a Kli Rishon? A Kli Rishon still could cook. So you have to be careful not to put something that's not cooked. If you take a dirty spoon or a ladle that's wet from something else or dirty from something else that's not cooked or fully cooked, and then you scoop it out of the Kli Rishon, that could run into shadows of bishul. Also, we mentioned also the cover. When you take the cover off, there's condensation, there's liquid over there, and you have to dry it or shake it off at least before you return the cover onto the pot. So these are different points that one has to remember when doing what's called Chazara on Shabbos. Have a good Shabbos.